Welcome back to the show. This is your boy King. How's it going out there? It's been cold around where I stay, so it's getting more and more difficult to come to the studio to do these shows. I'd rather just do them in my bed. I can't believe I'm the one saying this. I'm usually the one who tells people to get off their asses. Anyways, today I have a question as always, and I'm going to make this episode as short as possible because I know that attention spans are decreasing exponentially every day. So today I have a question about leadership, and the question that I got was, what makes a good leader? Which is a great question, but I mean, as you always know, I can't delve deep into this without talking for hours. So to make this short, I'm just going to say one of the most primary things to leadership, or at least what I think is the most important thing to leadership. So this is it. Before you become a leader, you have to have experienced what it means or what it feels like to be led by someone else. And you see that great leaders are usually mentored by great leaders. And so you need someone to lead you. You need someone as a role model, someone you can look up to. And also you need to feel the state of being subordinate or being submissive to someone. You need to experience that, because if you do not experience that well enough, then you won't be able to put yourself in the shoes of people you're going to be leading in the future. And if you fail to do that as a leader, you are no leader. I would say you are no leader at all. You are not a good leader whatsoever. So you need to be submissive first before you can lead. And that gives you a feeling of what it feels like to be submissive. That allows you to relate with the people you're leading when you become a leader. And also it gives you an opportunity to learn from someone who leads and someone who knows what it means to be a leader. So what am I saying today? I'm saying you have to follow. I know that being a follower can be tricky, but at some point in your life, if you're trying to lead a group, you have to follow. You have to be part of the group first to begin with. And then from then on, you become a leader. You have to be very observant. You have to learn. You have to be very smart, particular about the experiences that you face, and learn from each and every one of them as they come from different angles. That way you'll be able to lead more effectively. And also one thing that I'm always going to talk about and will never miss in any of these episodes is service. Okay, if you want to be a great leader, don't just be a leader who wants to feel himself, you know, gliding over everybody else and who wants to inflict his quote-unquote power on everybody else. That's not a great leader right there. That's a dictator. You want to be of service to the people that follow you and to the people around you in general. That is what makes a great leader. You have to be willing to serve people every day. A great leader in some sense is a servant. You are in a place where you serve people daily to an extent that those people rely on you and they cannot do without you. And that is what gives you importance. That's what gives you the honor that you're going to have as a leader, which you need as a leader as well. So what am I saying? I'm saying follow. I'm saying learn, get educated, and be very, very particular. And also I'm saying serve as much as you possibly can, because that is what's going to make you a good leader. Look around you. All people who are esteemed for their good leadership, they served their people and they were wise from having experience that the people lead them. And back in the day before they became leaders, they were very, very attentive followers. So just be that, and one day you're going to be a great leader yourself. If you need me to say any more about this, make sure you let me know in the comments below, wherever you're listening from, or in case you're watching, comment below, give us those likes, please give us those follows, those subscriptions, subscribe, and I'll see you next time in the next installment, in the next episode at Accent of King.